I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. As Atlanta's race for mayor comes down the final stretch, the two candidates vying for the job say they have what Atlantans need right now. At a debate yesterday, the ongoing bribery scandal was one of the topics that Mary Norwood and Keisha Lance Bottoms sparred over. Norwood questioned Lance Bottoms' close connection with current mayor Kasim Reed, who endorsed Lance Bottoms in the election.
We have the most corrupt investigation in the city's history going on right now, and that is the administration, the current administration, to which you are very tied.
Lance Bottoms countered by promising that her administration would go to greater lengths to root out corruption.
There will be no place in my administration and zero tolerance for corruption within City Hall. It casts a spell over our entire city, and our city deserves better than that.
The candidates are planning to debate several more times before the December 5th runoff election. One Georgia lawmaker wants to ban bump stocks for rifles, a technology used last month in the Las Vegas mass shooting. Democratic State Representative Mary Margaret Oliver of Decatur is the bill's sponsor. It was filed on Wednesday, the first day that state legislators could present legislation for next January session. Two Republican candidates for governor, current Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle and State Senator Michael Williams, opposed state-level restrictions on the devices. For 25 years, Atlanta's Georgia Dome has hosted sporting events from the 1996 Olympics to some memorable Super Bowls. Well, now Atlantans are preparing to say goodbye. In what will take 12 seconds, the Georgia Dome is scheduled to be imploded on Monday morning at 7:30. As GPB's Bradley George reports, it takes engineering expertise to bring the building down.
It's taken 4 months to prepare for the Georgia Dome implosion. The process included drilling thousands of holes in strategic locations throughout the structure that will hold nearly 2.5 tons of explosives. When the blasts are triggered, they'll fire in a tightly choreographed series, sometimes just milliseconds apart. They're designed to ensure the building crumbles into its own footprint. A 50-foot-tall industrial-strength curtain will protect the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is just 83 feet away. For GPB News, I'm Bradley George in Atlanta.
Plans call for the Georgia Dome rubble to be crushed in place and spread across the site. It'll be the base for a planned green space, community park, and tailgating area. A hotel is also planned for the location. I'm Leah Fleming. This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta.